This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Police have identified the man they say shot and killed five people last night in multiple locations around Metro Denver. Police say they were familiar with Lyndon James McLeod.
This individual was on the radar of law enforcement, that there were two previous investigations. Neither of those investigations resulted in state or federal criminal charges.
The shooter died in a gunfight with police. Meanwhile, a Lakewood police officer and a male victim who were shot are expected to survive. Artist, indigenous leader, and entrepreneur Alicia Cardenas was among those who was killed last night. Her father, Alfredo, spoke about her today outside a tattoo shop that she owned in Denver, where she died.
Like no one you've ever met. Very gregarious, very friendly, but she was a very determined person.
Cardenas is survived by her 12-year-old daughter. Employees of the town of Breckenridge will be working remotely for the foreseeable future due to the spread of coronavirus. Summit County has seen a notable increase in COVID cases since the beginning of December. County officials say roughly 60% of eligible residents are fully vaccinated. And the Air Force Academy defeated Louisville 31-28 today in the First Responders Bowl. The Academy is the only Colorado team in a bowl game this season. Mountains and Western Slope under a winter weather advisory tonight. This is CPR News.